Welcome to Your Future Is Now, hosted by Jim Grant and Bill Heinrich. Their show is dedicated to sharing information in business, health, and obstacles we face in our everyday lives. Jim is also the TV host of Messages of Inspiration and Hope on E360 TV. Bill is the author of 7 Levels of Truth and is a master in the world of getting clarity in your mind to clear out the cobwebs and remove mental barriers that hold you back. Each week, they will interview an exciting guest. We're so glad you've tuned in. Be sure to share the show. And now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And as you heard on the intro, Mr. Bill Heinrich, he's the honorary host here on the TogiNet radio system. He is joining us today, and he's the author of the 7 Levels of Truth. Mr. Bill's website is TrueLifePurposeNow.com. 4 words. TrueLifePurposeNow.com. And let me say hello to Mr. Bill. He's out there, I think, someplace called Lost Wages or something like that. Hey, Mr. Bill, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great today, Jim. How are you? Oh. Hey, we have, for those that might be interested, we have a 6-minute webinar, Clarity Intensive, coming up September 25th. Power with the 6-minute webinar, but it takes you through how to get really amazing clarity on your business, who you serve, and how you serve them. And it's all wrapped in a nice 6-minute talk. So it'll be September 25th. We're doing that. You can go to www.6minutewebinar.com. Yeah, last night, Don and I did a training for a group, big group. There are 50 people there. And we did about a 40-minute training, but God, we blew them away, you know. They were just amazed at what they learned in that little bit of time. So we're going to have a great, we're kind of calling them clarity intensives, because that's what happens when you come. We power it with a 6-minute webinar. Wow. The 6-minute webinar is a framework, and then we have a app in there that actually writes the script for them, Jim. They just answer some questions and it writes the script. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, it really is. Because, ladies and gentlemen, when you fill out those 40 little questions there and you hit submit immediately, I say immediately, less than a minute, you have your 6-minute webinar delivered directly to your inbox and your email. And I tell you right now, that thing just blows my mind. You're in for a treat, because the most common response that people say when they start reading their own 6-minute webinar is, wow, this is what they've been looking for. So if you've been struggling with your marketing and all that, please attend that 6-minute webinar that they're putting on. And what was the dates again? September the 25th. That's 8 days away.
Yeah, September 25th at 8 a.m. Pacific time. It's a 3-hour intensive. Even whether you're struggling with it or not, come, you will get a new perspective that'll blow your mind. It literally will blow your mind. Everybody that comes, Jim, is they're just astounded at what they learn, just because of the framework we use. So we're excited. We're excited to be doing it again.
Sure, you bet. And the thing too, folks, I've attended several of these meetings, and I tell you right now, you never hear anybody, I've never heard anybody say, well, thank you very much, it's very interesting, but it's not for me. They're kind of like, whoa, I need this. I mean, this is like a bone to a hungry dog. I mean, because this is something they've been searching for. And I call it the 6-minute webinar experience, because that's exactly what it is. You're going to experience some great clarity. You're going to be able to get your message out to your ideal clients. And most importantly, you will be talking to people that want to talk to you. What a concept. Today on today's show, we got a great friend of ours, Annalyn Brown Scott. Bill, we've known her for some time, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. It's great to have her on the show again. And I'm looking forward to getting a complete update on her nonprofit and all the other things that she started. How are you, Annalyn?
I'm doing fantastic. So glad to be here with you today. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So, go ahead, Bill.
With you, I'm acutely aware there are always new things going on because you're a mover and a shaker. So what's happening?
Yeah, quite a few things that are taking place. You know what? We're blessed. I'll share a few things, a fun announcement a little bit later on. I want to kind of hold that out a little bit. But, you know, as you know, with our nonprofit raising awareness for kidney disease, I tell you what, it's been keeping us busy talking to people that maybe have just found out that they had kidney disease. And now I'll kind of throw this out there. You know, there was an article that just came up the other day, and they're talking about, you know, really the importance of, you know, with some of the people that are having some of the COVID-19 long haulers issues and some of the kidney problems that have come from that. So we're really even talking to a whole new group of people where kidneys, you know, kidney health, so not even just kidney disease, but kidney health wasn't even on their radar. And now we're trying to, you know, kind of expand that, get that alarm going, not in a way of fear or anything like that, but more of awareness and empowerment so that people can really take charge of their kidney health and their overall health as well.
Oh, yeah, because I believe you told us that 1 in 9 people, I believe is that the correct number? 1 in 9 people suffer from kidney disease, or would you share that with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So 1 in 9 Americans have kidney disease. Mm. Actually, when we started this foundation, our nonprofit organization 5-6 years ago now, that was the statistic that 26 million Americans or 1 in 9 adults had kidney disease. Get this, though, 90% didn't know it.
Wow.
Fast forward.
That's amazing.
It is. And, you know, even more startling is now, fast forward, it's now 37 million Americans just, you know, 6 years later. So it's now 1 in 7. Now, guys, we're not going to go change the name because 1 in 9 was already completely unacceptable. And we're on a mission to change the trajectory of kidney disease and save millions of lives. We can definitely do that with awareness, prevention, and regenerative medicine. Those are our three pillars. But the biggest piece is, again, that awareness. It's just, you know, people, it's not something people talk about. And that's why, with this being such a silent disease in terms of symptoms, it's also silent. And that's why 90% are walking around not even knowing that they have it.
And your website is 1-9 kidneychallenge.org.
That's 1 in 9
Excuse me. Thank you. 1 in 9 kidneychallenge.com. Now, would you share with the folks out there how all this got started? How did you get headed down this path to bring awareness?
Oh boy. You know, I'd have to even go back 23 years ago is when it was first introduced to me. I didn't really know too much about kidney disease myself, but my husband, then boyfriend of just 3 months, unexpectedly had his kidneys fail out of the blue at the age of 29. And so we've been on this journey together for the past really like 23 and a half years now. And with all the twists and turns with, you know, different modalities of dialysis, a transplant that was a blessing for 5 years. And, you know, you may hear a few clicks in the background as my husband's getting his dialysis machine ready. When we wrap up the show, I'll be putting him on treatment here in our own family room. And we've been doing that 5 days a week for the past 9 years.
Wow. And
so it's not a one size fits all. It's not, you know, it's not a straight line trajectory. There's the, like I said, these different twists and turns. And what really kind of put it more on my radar to focus on it and be a champion, not just for my husband, but for others, kind of came out of the blue without really my sitting down and just saying, this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. It really came about 7 years ago. That summer it's so funny. I was just having a conversation with a gentleman yesterday, who also was previously in IT. You know, that's my background. I was in information technology. I was in IT sales. And, 7 years ago, it was my best year yet, doubled what I made the year before, was doing fantastic, but something inside of me was just saying, there's more. And, this isn't it. And just a stirring in my spirit. And mm-hmm. I gotta tell you, I had the biggest vision of my entire life. Now, there were little clues coming here and there, kind of popping me upside the head. But I'm telling mm-hmm. you, when I had this vision, it wasn't clear as like written on tablets, you know, this is what you're going to do, Annalyn, you're going to start a nonprofit organization. It wasn't that. It was a vision of this, like silhouettes of people as far as the eye could see, millions of people. And the message was, we've been waiting for you.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it, Bill? We got a couple of minutes. Go ahead, sir. That's amazing.
Yeah, really fascinating. So what did you do then when you kind of got this, I call it a hit?
It was definitively. It was just, that's it. I drew my line in the sand and I said, I'm leaving my corporate job. I did not know what I was going to be doing. And it wasn't, hey, I'm leaving it tomorrow. I spoke with my husband, and I didn't speak to anybody else, because then, you know, the people are like, you're crazy, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. But I knew, I said I put a plan together. We were going to go to Italy that October. And I said, mm-hmm. when we get back from our trip to Italy, that's going to be our big vacation. And then I'm putting in my notice at work. Mm. And I was so, firm in that and confident that was the right mm-hmm. decision, and not even knowing really what was next.
That's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go to commercial break. We'll be back with Annalyn and hear more of her story right after this brief message. So please stay with us.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
What are you afraid of? I had a friend who was scared to use a toothpick. I guess I never realized that more people choke on toothpicks than anything else. What's a word for the fear of pointed objects? Eikmophobia. Anginophobia is the fear of choking. I don't think any of us are afraid of vending machines, but more than 10 fatalities occur each year from people shaking them. A more common fear is peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth. I've never been able to figure out why, except I just found out peanuts are common ingredients used in making dynamite. What's the word for the fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth? Arachibutyrophobia. It's marching neighborhood. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. And I'm joined today by the honorary host here, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And on, he said something about September the 25th. I think there's something going on. It was all right on that, Mr. Bill?
You are 100% spot on. Yeah, September 25th, we're doing a 6-minute webinar boot camp. It's a clarity intensive 3-hour course. You can go to 6minutewebinar.com/bootcamp. We're going to change the name of that boot camp because it's not as inviting to women. And it's interesting, Jim, because our avatar, our perfect avatar, are women in the 35 and above. They come and just love the 6-minute webinar. It's kind of funny how that works out. So yeah, September 25th, you'll be amazed at what you learn about how to speak about your business. You'll have a nice talk to give. You'll have a recorded webinar. You'll have all kinds of things. Check it out, 6minutewebinar.com.
Well, that's really amazing. And with us today, our guest is Anna Lynn Scott. And Bill, we've known her for some time. And that opening first part of the show, my goodness gracious, she really shared some great information, didn't she?
Yeah, well, you know, Anna Lynn, I remember the first time you met us down in Phoenix, and I distinctly remember and can still see you and Don there having that conversation out in the hallway. You guys talked for quite a while. And the thing I really admired was your intensity and passion of learning, because you were now out on your own. You had left your job, right? Your job, and jumped out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, there's really not a course for that. you have to kind of learn as you go and get direction as you go. And that's one thing that I learned is wherever you're starting from, you're going to be given the tools, you're given the inspiration, given the passion. And that's key, you know, for starting anything. And in just what I've learned is taking that first step and step by step, every time, you know, I've been on this faith walk. I've been really following God's breadcrumbs over these years that every time I would take a step, guess what? Another breadcrumb was dropped. And so whether it was, you know, meeting you guys even and getting to meet some great people, being able to find the right tools and systems and things that would help wherever I'm at in my journey and building not just a business, but, you know, as a nonprofit, but also building businesses that can support it. And especially because, like I said, didn't I just say I had my best year yet? And walked away from my corporate job at what, you know, seemed like the pinnacle.
Wow. I imagine that was a little bit scary. Or did you have second doubts or any worries or anything like that when you made that big decision?
No. And I know that might sound really strange to your audience, but I was maybe about a month or so before I, you know, dropped the bomb and said, you know, I'm putting in that notice. The message came to me, you have a choice, you know, you don't have to leave your job, but life and death are on the line. And I already knew, I was like, nope, decision has already been made. I'm clear cut on this and I'm moving forward. Because I didn't know if it was going to be my husband's life. I didn't know if it was going to be my life or what it meant, but I just knew especially from that big vision I had, that even though I didn't have all the puzzle pieces to it yet, I knew the first step was that I had to take that leap and move forward. And so surprisingly, you know, there could be a few little flutters there, but I was really confident in that decision and just had a great expectation of what was to come next.
And what are, in doing that, obviously getting up every day feeling excited, right? And like, oh, we're going to get move in this direction and get this done and that done. What are some of the things that surprised you along the way?
You know, I have to share this. I had a side gig that I was kind of doing. I had a business, and that's honestly, because as I was kind of seeking, what am I going to do next? I really thought that that business was going to help replace the income I had walked away from, and, you know, would kind of take care of my needs as I was figuring out what was next. And out of the blue, and my husband and I received a phone call and an invitation. This was a few months after leaving the job, inviting Raymond to the National Kidney Foundation of Arizona Dancing with the Stars gala. And this is, you know, a beautiful gala, $500 seat tickets, you know, and invited both of us to this. Now, wouldn't it be the same night as a business event that I had already made a commitment to, that some of my mentors were coming in from out of town for? It was a couple day event, so I was going to be able to attend most of it, but not this evening. And so I had that decision. Am I going to go to this business event, or do I need to support my husband? And I felt so strongly, nope, you need to go. You need to support your husband in this. You need to be there. That's where you are supposed to be. And I made that decision, and I'm so glad that I did. And mind you, we got this call like 3 days before the event. So we scrambled to get Raymond a tux. And while we're there at Dancing with the Stars, I was kind of teasing him. We were, you know, I looked at some of the dancers and I said, ha, ha, that could be you next year. And then I looked at him and he's like, oh, crap. I know that look. You're really serious. And I thought, why not you? How great would it be to show that someone who's on dialysis can perform in this? And so sure enough, Raymond was one of the celebrity star dancers in 2016. It was actually February 20th, 2016, 18 years to the exact day that his kidneys failed.
Wow. That's really amazing, because I've heard the story before, and I tell you right now, I never will forget when we met you in Phoenix that Bill mentioned earlier, and I walked around the room, and I went over to Don, and I says, I think we need to get her on the radio show. He says, absolutely. So that's how you got drafted the first time to be on our show, because the information that you have is just amazing. Let me ask you a question. When it comes to kidney disease and things like that, Raymond is just an exceptional story. I mean, he is, you know, I don't know of anyone that's, you know, lived as long as he had with kidney failure. Is he, how unique is that? Let me ask you that.
You know, I'm really glad that we didn't know the statistics when his kidneys first failed. In fact, you know, he didn't know what to fully expect and was a little scared. And in his mind, he said, when the doctor was explaining to Mr. Scott, your kidneys have failed, we have to start you on dialysis. He didn't even know what dialysis was. They had to start him on it that night. And he was scared to ask the doctor, how long do I have to live? And like I said, we didn't go research that. It was like, okay, what do we do? Let's, you know, let's keep moving forward. But at that time, you know, if you kind of look at the statistics, the average lifespan for someone on dialysis is 5 years. But that's like the wide range of, you know, everyone with different health conditions, different ages. We've known people that have been on dialysis for 20 plus years. Like, you know, like I said, Raymond has been dealing with kidney failure for 23 years. Outside of the 5 years of a transplant, he's been on dialysis. We've seen people that have had kidney transplants that have lasted 30 years. So it's, you know, it's not a one size fits all. But I will tell you, since on the subject of statistics, when we were at that Dancing with the Stars event in 2015, and I started to hear some of the statistics, because we hadn't been engaged with any kidney, not even, you know, the National Kidney Foundation or any kidney organization up until that night. So to hear some of these facts and figures, like I said, what in the world? I said, statistics are completely unacceptable. We have to do more. And so that's really what catapulted us into starting the organization. It really started as, let's document what we're doing with Raymond doing Dancing with the Stars. Maybe, you know, I had a vision for a documentary. Let's start filming some of these things and what we're doing. And I said, but this is so much bigger than a documentary. This is our life's work and our purpose. And that's how, again, that's how One in Nine was birthed, and on a mission to, you know, give hope and help save lives.
That's really amazing, Bill, because when someone finds their life purpose in life, and of course you're you are a guru in that with your truelifepurposenow.com, your website there, the 7 levels of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bill is also the dean of the 6-minute webinar. He's got so many titles. If I read them here, we'd be here for about a day and a half. But it's really important for someone to find their purpose in life, isn't it, sir?
You know, life is a mystery, and you can be in it surviving or you can be thriving. And I think I know we're going to go to break in a little bit, but when we come back, what I want to talk to Annalyn is about the difference about what it feels like to survive, have the corporate job, run of the mill, to thriving, to really doing something that you're full of love and passion about, Jim. There's a big difference between those two, and so many people feel stuck. I think that's a good conversation to have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because my goodness gracious, when you're following your life's calling and you're doing something that you truly love with your focus on blessing others, folks, that is the greatest feeling that you can experience, and it's what life is all about, really. We're just a few seconds away from going to commercial break, and Annalyn Scott is our guest today. She'll be back with us, and we're going to be sharing a lot of more great information, most importantly, encouraging information. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this brief message.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
If you're like me, sometimes you have trouble choosing between being a couch potato or going out. Hey, it's a big decision for us scabberlatchers. A scabberlatcher or a ragabash is another word for a lazy person. Well, a couple from California seems to have solved the problem by inventing a motorized sofa. You may think they're just spinning their wheels, but people have spotted the couple cruising down the street on their drivable Davenport in West Los Angeles and Santa Monica. No word yet on the couple's identity, but a man claiming to be a relative said it's all well within the norm for his fun-loving cousin. I don't know if this Chesterfield on wheels is street legal, but either way, I think the police would have to put up quite a chase before they could coach him.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the good guys at the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. They've got an event coming up on the 25th, 8 days away. Just go to 6MinuteWebinar.com/, put in the word bootcamp, BOOTCAMP, and you'll be glad you did, because that's going to be a tremendous learning experience. That's what the 6-Minute Webinar is. I tell people it's an experience, because that's truly what it is. And we're joined today by Annalyn Scott and Mr. Bill Heinrich, the honorary host here on TogiNet. And Mr. Bill's website is www.truelifepurposenow.com. And Annalyn's website is the number one, I-N, the number nine, kidneychallenge.com. So be sure and check those out. And Mr. Bill, I tell you right now, when someone's finding their life purpose like Annalyn, that just opens up the door to everything, doesn't it, brother?
Well, it makes a huge difference. You know, that it's that going, as I said before break, I do a keynote talk on the difference between surviving and thriving. Mm. And it's fascinating that you can follow. When you follow the energy of thriving, it doesn't matter where you go, does it, Annalyn?
No, it doesn't.
It's all an energetic equation. You can feel the difference, right?
Mm-hmm. Completely.
The other one, yeah, where the J-O-B is about getting money to pay bills.
Mm-hmm. And I was doing a good job at that. You know, and... But some of those clues that were coming.
I was just going to ask you exactly that, was what were, you know, some of the ideas you were getting? What were some of the?
You know, there were a number of little things that were happening, and one I'll share with you. I had a gentleman down here that we were working on a business project together, and it was. At the same time, I'm taking care of my husband and doing his dialysis treatments, and I'm still working at my corporate job. So I was working on that huge deal, and you know, I had just gotten off this conference call, and this person that was here with me was listening to all that, and he looked me dead in the face after that, and he waved his finger and he said, "You are good at that. You make good money, but that is not your purpose. What I see you doing here with your husband and wanting to help other people, that is your purpose."
Mm.
And so it was little, you know, clues or things like that, that were coming up, that were becoming harder and harder to ignore. And I've always been very optimistic, and even things at the job that normally would be like, "Ah, that's just corporate. That's just, you know, but just ride with it." Were things that are like, "No, you know what? This chapter's ending." And it, you know, what used to bring me a lot of joy in that career was now, it was every day I would walk in the office. I was fortunate to be able to work from home 4 days a week, but that one day a week that I was going in the office, it felt like it was sucking the life out of me.
Mm. You felt like you were pushing a chain uphill because you're going against your calling, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. That's exactly right. And it hasn't been easy. I mean, you know, walking away from that, let me say it this way. It's been easy, but in other like ways,
sure.
It hasn't been easy financially. You know, that hasn't been replaced, but I'll tell you what, we've gone through some struggles, but I will tell you what, we have never been richer.
You know what's so funny?
You can't put a price on that.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is when you have the experience of living your life purpose and getting connected with energy and understanding how it's all an energetic flow. And as you continue to work with that, you see miracles happen, don't you? You just see things mm-hmm. pop up that are astonishing, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Tell me about some of those for you.
Oh, goodness. You know, you have to listen to that. I say, too, like you have to listen to your instincts. So one of the other examples was, you know, I think people need to stay really alert, because oftentimes some of the biggest ahas come when you least expect it. So I put my husband on his dialysis treatment, and, you know, I love Oprah, And so I turned on it. This was, you know, again, back in like 2014. So I turned on her life class, and she had Bishop T.D. Jakes on there, and he was talking about his book Instinct and the importance of following your instincts. And I'm telling you what, he was taking me to church. I'm sitting there hollering at the TV. I'm waving my arms at the TV. I'm like, yes. And poor Raymond's tethered to his dialysis machine. And he's looking, he's like, okay, this must be a message for you, because it's not hitting me the way it's hitting you. But it was like confirmation of like, yes, trust your instincts, listen to your instincts. And even it can be something so small, of those small decisions of, you know, this kind of defies logic, but I'm kind of being led to come here or do this. But when you listen to it and you do it, you're like, oh, that's why I was supposed to be here. Okay. Even in meeting both of you. Mm-hmm. Through Dawn, a friend of mine invited me to, a conference here, that was taking place where I met Dawn, and he wasn't one of the keynote speakers. He wasn't, he was there, but there was a presentation going on. I don't even remember what it was. All I remember is I was feeling antsy, and I was like, I've kind of seen something like this before, and I was antsy, like, get on up. Yeah, I don't want to be rude, but I listened to my instincts. And I was like, oh, this would be a great time to, you know, go take a bio break. And as I walked out that door, I saw a gentleman that had a t-shirt on that kind of, you know, caught my attention. I'm like, that's really interesting. I don't even remember what the t-shirt said, but it was interesting. And he was talking to someone else. I turned the corner, and I run into Dawn. He's standing there with the same t-shirt on. Mm-hmm. And I said, tell me more about this. Yeah. And that's how everything got started with, you know, meeting him. And then he said, oh my goodness, you know, sharing what I'm doing with 1 in 9. He said, you have got to come to our workshop tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met the two of you as well. Mm-hmm. So listening to those instincts, I think, is really, really key.
Oh yeah. And Dandy Dawn, he knew what you were bringing to the party. You spoke it there at the event, didn't you?
No, I didn't speak at that event.
You did? Yeah, but the one we met you.
I was just a guest there. Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, I did speak at the second one, correct.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant, because that's when I heard your story. And I went around to Don. I said, oh, my gosh, we got to put this lady on the radio. My goodness gracious. Ooh. I mean, you just blew everybody away. I mean, the energy, the vibration that you were just, you know, you were just like you used to see the energy vibrating off of you. You could just feel your passion throughout the room. My goodness gracious. And, you know, what amazes me, you're like the Energizer Bunny. You just keep going and going and going. And you've got a new calling, something that you're working on. It's something that's called, it's one of those newfangled things they call a podcast or something like that. Am I correct on that?
Yes, you're correct about that. And so I'm really excited to announce to everybody that we are going to be kicking off our podcast, the 1 in 9 Tribe podcast. Mm. And again, that has just been, you know, just following those breadcrumbs. We wrote a book back in 2019, 1 in 9 Tribe, Kidney Disease Warriors Beating the Drum of Hope and Change. Mm. And then we did finish our documentary, as you know. We launched that this year, A Dance with Destiny. And what we found with that documentary is, of course, there's no way you can put everything into a 1 hour documentary. Not 23 years, not the things we're seeing even every day. And so I knew that there was going to be more. So, the 1 in 9 Tribe podcast is going to allow us to share so many more stories and so many more insights. Yeah. And And we'll have a surprise for the guests. We've got another twist in the road in Raymond's journey that we'll be sharing on the podcast. So people will definitely want to tune in for that, because I do believe it's going to help someone, or really more than one person that's going to be listening.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're experiencing the same thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's why we have to do this.
And on our TV show, ladies and gentlemen, we do theme week. So at the proper time, when we have the opportunity, we're going to do a theme week on the kidney, on 1 in 9, kidneychallenge.com. And we're going to attract a lot of people, because there's so many people who suffer from that disease, and we need to bring awareness to it. And that's a wonderful thing, because the message is what it's all about. And Bill, we're honored to have that privilege. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's wonderful to have someone who is so passionate spearheading this campaign, getting the word out. When you your podcast is going to start when again, Annalyn?
We're going to launch it in October. We don't have an exact date yet, but that is the goal. Is by the end of October, we are going to launch the podcast.
Mm-hmm. And what are the different episodes going to be about?
Oh, goodness. It's going to be incredible. I mean, just even going through, you know, who is 1 in 9, you know, what is kidney disease, but even deeper than that, you know, like I said, we'll be highlighting some things that will be associated with this next twist in the road for Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about, you know, different advancements that are taking place. We're going to talk about, you know, do you know, are you part of that 90%? What are some of the risk factors? What are some of the things you should be looking at? And we're going to have some fantastic guests, some experts in the field, other people sharing some of their journeys, some of their triumphs, some of the things that they wish they would have known early on that they can share with others.
Mm. I'm really looking forward to that, because that's going to be so much. That's going to be a powerful message for, you know, only for your podcast, but also for the TV audience. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to go to break. We'll be right back with Annalyn and Mr. Bill right after this brief message.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
That time of year again, graduation. As high school grads get ready to toss their caps in the air, many will be treated to commencement speeches by famous celebrities. At Montverde Academy, Jack Black gave this unusual advice. Don't even waste your time or money on college unless you want to be a doctor. And then I totally get it. No one's going to let you take out their spleen unless you have a degree. But the rest of you, go ahead, read some books. The longest commencement speech on record was given at Harvard University in the early 19th century. It was 6 hours long. Sesquipedalian is a fancy term for the usage of unnecessarily long words. What's the original name for the tassel that hangs over the graduate's hat? A lirapoop.
It's marching day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly brought to you by the 6MinuteWebinar.com. That's SIXMinuteWebinar.com. They've got a great event coming up where you can experience the 6-Minute Webinar for yourself. Just go to 6MinuteWebinar.com/bootcamp. The boot camp's all one word. And I'm joined today by the honorary host here on Toginet Radio, Mr. Bill Heinrich. He's the author of The 7 Levels of Truth. His website, please visit Bill at truelifepurposenow.com. And my goodness, during the break, Anna Lynn, Mr. Bill, she was really, you know, we could go another hour on this show, couldn't we, brother?
Well, what came up was, Where we started, Jim, was when I asked Anna Lynn, hey, what you got cooking? I know you've got a bunch of things going on. You always do. And what do you have coming up in the future? And what areas are you looking for assistance? Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of great things coming up. We definitely want to get the film out to more people. We've been doing some virtual film screenings. Eventually, you know, when it's safe to start traveling again, too, we want to get back out on the road and do some things in person with some of the film screenings that we have. And even as we're traveling, being able to capture some amazing stories from the road for our podcast. So there's a lot of wonderful things in the works right now. And I know you two are both aware. We did an RV tour back in 2017 as we were doing some of the filming, and we traveled across the country on, you know, this 35-foot RV with our two kids, a videographer, and doing Raymond's treatment on the RV 5 days a week. Oh, and by the way, Raymond and I were the ones switching off driving. So we've sold that RV, but I'm getting this itch of, like, you know what, when it's time, we're going to get back on the road. So I've picked out, it's funny, it's a 25-foot RV, but it actually has better sleeping capacity for my family. And guess what? They're now two teenagers who can help us with some of the videography. And so this new RV that we're looking to get, we're raising some funds for it, will help be our mobile office and also our mobile studio so that we can travel. And we've met people from all around the country that said, oh, this is so needed in our community. Can you come see us? In fact, one beautiful woman I met when we stopped in Washington, D.C., at the VA hospital, when she was there from Alabama, and she said, oh, I know we're just in this small little town, but if you could come to Alabama, we would just be tickled. So, you know, getting out to different communities, being able to, yes, there's so much that we can do virtually that's critical. Let's use this digital use technology that's at our fingertips.
Yeah.
But you can't really replace that, the face-to-face. And being there in front of people. And so I'm starting to get that itch. And so I know that's going to be coming too, that we'll be able to physically be in more communities.
That's really amazing. And I love your energy. I love your excitement. And the thing that I really love, Bill, is the fact that she's looking out. Yeah, how can we touch others? How can we help others change their lives and improve their quality of life? I mean, that's what a true a life purpose is all about, isn't it, brother?
Well, it's all about being of service at the highest level. And it's interesting because it is about how you feel, isn't it, Anna Lynn? It's about the energy of it. And it doesn't matter how you're expressing it, whether it's for the kidneys, like you are doing this work, or somebody who's driving the sanitation truck, right? It's all about the energy of how we enjoy our purpose, and we're then able to produce at a higher level, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up, because what just came to mind is when Raymond was in the hospital 5 years ago with sepsis, and he was in ICU, he was He had severe sepsis and respiratory failure. So he was intubated, was on a ventilator, and it was a serious situation. And I remember being in the ICU with him. And I remember this a janitor coming in. And he may have been wearing that janitor uniform, but I'm telling you what, he was an angel. And he had such a joy. And just, I mean, that energy that was coming off of him was so powerful. And he looked at my husband and he looked at us and he's like, And he even prayed for my husband. But he looked and he said, you know what? He's going to be just fine. I can't say that about everybody in here, but he's going to be just fine. And he had just, and he even kind of joked about it. He goes, yeah, I know this is my uniform, but but really, he actually was a pastor. But putting that uniform didn't make him feel less of a person or anything because of that role. He felt privileged to be able to come in and care for the neediest people there in that hospital. And he carried that through with him and just loved what he did. And so it doesn't matter what you're doing, as long as you can find a passion and again, being able to give to others is so fulfilling.
It really is. And, you know, the one thing about, you know, the true riches that you experience and you're just, you know, abundantly blessed with, that's the type of, you know, riches and that money cannot buy and no thief can ever steal. And there's never an end to it. It's ever flowing. And the more that you share that with others, the more you get. Oh, my goodness. It's just a wonderful experience because a lot of people are caught up in the process of living rather than the content of, you know, creating a lifestyle. And, you know, it's kind of like Winston Churchill said, everybody can make a, you know, create a life by, you know, earning their keep and all that. And I'm paraphrasing this, but he says to create a lifestyle, you got to learn how to give. And he is so correct on that. Because when you share your blessings and your love and your compassion with others to help them to be a servant, like Bill says, be a servant to them, game over. I mean, the joy and the jubilee you will experience in your heart, number one. Number two, just think of what a blessing it is to have the opportunity to touch so many people's lives. And I can't wait for you to get in that RV and go down the road and listen to your stories and see you, because that's going to be exciting, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah. Yeah. When do you think this will take place, Anna Lynn? What's your timing on this?
So the RV I have picked out, I don't know if you're seeing, you know, even in the, with the new cars that are being made, there's some constraints. There's even constraints in the RV field right now. So the one I'm looking at would be available for us probably about March or April. If we were to kind of put a commitment into it now. And I think that's pretty awesome timing considering that March is Kidney Disease Awareness Month. So, and the kids have spring break. Wouldn't that be great to be able to get on the road? Like, you know, at that time.
Perfect timing.
That's my aim. That is my aim.
Oh, you're going to sound like Bachman Turner Overdrive. We're coming to your town. We'll help I just had to throw that in, Anna Lynn, because that's just what I feel every time I'm around you. I just feel your energy and your compassion, and it's electrifying. I really enjoy it.
And Jim doesn't charge us any extra for those little ditties, Anna Lynn.
No. In fact, in my career, ladies and gentlemen, I was a professional backup singer. All the professionals kept telling me to back up.
That's all right. Goodness. I lip sync happy birthday, so it's all right.
I hear you. You know, we got about 5 minutes left, and I want to give Bill and Anna Lynn a chance to just, you know, share anything that's in their heart, what they feel right now. So please go ahead.
Well, thanks for that, Jim. You know, it's pretty amazing. I changed my life over 25 years ago, and it's always in a process of change. That's the nature of living in your purpose. It's always trying to move to a higher level, and life always has challenges to it, but they're not really challenges. They're just new learning lessons when you're living your purpose. And that's the thing I love about what I do, is especially with the radio show, having people on like Anna Lynn. There's so many people, so many people out there doing so many amazing things from this place called the heart, doing it to share in a loving way. The money just kind of flows with it. You know, Anna Lynn, tell me about some of the people you've met along the way.
Oh, my goodness. Such, just this beautiful tapestry of diversity and beautiful people of all backgrounds. And, you know, folks young and old and in between, people that have had challenges even greater than Raymond, but still persevered. People that, you know, even that we've been able to talk to and get to see that hope be restored in them. And you just can't put a price tag on that. So I can't wait to get in front of more people and see, you know, see that firsthand in person where that light bulb goes off.
It only takes one, right?
It does. That's it. That's it. And I'm really excited too about some people that we've just recently met who, just like so many others, are not finding out that they have kidney disease until stage 4, stage 5. And, you know, we're, you know, helping them, giving them some guidance and information that's helping them even at those stages to stay off, or, you know, to maybe avoid dialysis or, you know, regain some of their kidney function. So I'm excited to be able to share more of those stories in the podcast as well that I think will be very eye-opening to many people.
Oh, it certainly will, because, you know, just like you mentioned earlier about the janitor who was, you know, just a blessing to you in your hour of need, you're in that same capacity, you and Raymond, because you guys bring in hope, you bring in, you know, encouragement, and the love and compassion that you have because you guys have got skin in the game. My goodness gracious. I mean, people welcome you with just open arms. You're just like, oh my goodness, this is who I've been waiting for, you know, and I salute you on that. I really do.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That was part of the vision.
I hear you. Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our show is just about wrapped up here. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time.